Hi, I'm Solara Starr and welcome to the Solara Starr podcast. With over 20 years of experience, I've had the privilege of working with thousands worldwide and sharing my expertise across various media platforms. This podcast is your go-to resource for mastering manifestation and unlocking your ultimate magnetism. Hit subscribe so you never miss an episode and let's dive in. And a very, very warm welcome back. Solara here. It's so good to be with you. And I tell you what, I feel super, super honored to be your guide as you navigate the world of manifestation and the law of attraction. And as a law of attraction coach, I have had the absolute privilege of helping countless people master the law, mastering the art of manifestation and transforming their lives. And my intention is that through this podcast and all these episodes that I can help you to do the same. So thank you for joining me today. And we are going to be looking at how we can crack the manifestation code and discover what the key is to unlocking your true creative potential. It's important to recap, I think, what the law of attraction is. I know that I haven't done that for a while in any of these episodes. And for those of you who are new on the law of attraction journey, this is super, super exciting. For those of you who have been on it for a while, I think it's important that we remember that the law of attraction is one of the most powerful laws in the whole of the multiverse. And it is one that has gained a huge amount of attention over the last decade or so. And there's a really good reason for that. It's because it works. And the law of attraction, in summary, it states that like energy attracts like energy. So it basically means that your thoughts and your beliefs and your feelings and your emotions, they're all creative and they ultimately manifest your reality. A key point that's really important to emphasize here is we don't actually see the world as the world actually is, but we see it through the lens of our own belief patterns and programs. That's a little bit weird. When I first heard that, I was like, oh my goodness. So you mean I'm not seeing people as they are? I'm not seeing events as they actually are. I'm seeing it through the lens of myself and my limiting beliefs and my wounds and my hurts and my limitations and my pains. And the answer is, yeah, we create our reality based on our programs, based on our repeated patterns, our beliefs, our societal and systemic conditioning. And many people feel a massive sense of frustration. I know that I have loads on my journey because I felt sometimes that I'm not truly moving forward. I felt like I've been very good at showing up and doing all the things that the books, the reels, the YouTube videos tell me to do, but I didn't really see the results that I wanted at certain points. Other times I really did. And this is why I'm here today, because I want to help you see the results of your efforts. And sometimes I actually got the opposite of what I wanted. And I know many people, sometimes they don't get what they want at all. So the aim and my intention is to help you today to figure out what it might be that you can do differently in order to get the results that you want. I think there's many reasons why we might struggle with some of our manifestations. I'm going to be exploring it through the lens of our energetic structure. Because if you think about it, we're energetic beings. We're not just physical. I learned from Kabbalistic teachings that we're 99% energy. We're only 1% physical reality, which I find that actually quite mind-blowing. And we do need to understand the significance of this energy structure. Every aspect of our existence follows some kind of a structure. It has to. There has to be some kind of order. Like there's certain tangible things like this computer, your phone, the car, the sofa that you're sitting on maybe. And while others are intangible, it might be like the storyline of a film or some of our daily habits. You can't actually see them. Like if we think positive thoughts, that's kind of intangible. It's not physical matter, but it's still energetic. So if we look at that through the lens of us being 99% energy, our energetic structure massively influences what is going on for us in the 1%. Our 1% is basically a reflection of what is going on in the 99%. So the 99% plays such a key role in creating the results that you experience in your life. And I like to look at it like our energy field is constantly alive, excuse me, with all sorts of things going on simultaneously on multiple different levels. And some of its key structures are made up of ingrained beliefs, some of our fears, some of our desires, some of our wants, some of our gifts, some of our needs. But the parts that hold us back are like the societal programming, the conditioning, like I mentioned before. So one of my teachers, Christoph Melchizedek, who I studied some of his shamanic energy work years ago, he said, our energy is the currency that we bring to the world. And I absolutely love that. And it's so true. Andy Dooley, another great manifestation teacher, says it's always feelings first, manifestation second. And I've heard countless times over the years that the energy we come from determines where we are going. So these play such a vital role in guiding our manifestation outcomes. So this energetic framework massively influences how we see the world. It influences our thoughts, our emotions, which then influence our actions and ultimately end up creating and molding our experiences. And when our desires stem from a foundation of fear or worry or lack or greed or insecurity, these lower vibrational energies, they're imprinted in our intentions, which end up impacting the outcome that we experience from a manifestation perspective. So certain energetic structures are more influential in manifesting the desired outcomes that you want. The energy structures that get the limited results are the ones that move forward and you think, yeah, I'm making some traction. And then you go back again. And then you move forward. You go, oh, yeah, I'm making some traction. And then you go back again. So it's a bit like the rocking chair, but also maybe a bit like a game of snakes and ladders where you think, yeah, and you're kind of climbing yourself up the board. And then all of a sudden you roll the dice and you roll back down a couple of rungs again. When such a limiting structure is in place, the efforts to transform your life, it might create this initial success, but then it's going to create the setback. Then you're going to feel success again. Then it's going to create the setback. Then success again. Then the setback. So I'm wondering, like, how many of you have found yourself in this kind of cycle of manifesting and then feeling like you're just back to square one again? So you've heard me refer quite a lot in previous episodes to preemptive striking. I think this is important as a foundational understanding before we continue. When I first heard that term by one of my favorite authors, Robert Fritz, in his book, The Path of Least Resistance, which I mentioned in, I think it was the last episode, it's a massive game changer in manifestation process. I highly recommend you read that book. So preemptive striking is a way that we try to prevent or avoid unwanted circumstances from happening. Many dreams that you may have, they may have unconsciously been motivated by trying to avoid the very thing that you don't want to happen from happening. So you kind of go into, as Robert Fritz describes, it's like a problem solving, trying to fix the problem, inadvertently kind of diverting your energy towards the issue itself. And of course, what we focus on expands. So if we're inadvertently diverting the energy towards the issue itself, we're energizing the issue. And that's why we don't get the freedom and the relief that we want from it, because we're feeding its existence. We're perpetuating its influence, and we're just feeding its continuation. So this might look like saving money to avoid debt instead of investing wisely to attract prosperity, maintaining maybe a healthy lifestyle to prevent illness. But what some people do is focus on getting themselves out of illness instead of maintaining a healthy lifestyle to manifest wellness and vitality. So without knowing it, we basically end up compromising our true longings for the sake of emotions like safety and acceptance and self-protection and self-preservation and control. That's normal for us to do that when we are in survival mode, but it will only ever get us limited outcomes. So all of it is basically defense manifesting strategies, which only ever then invites more of the same. And what this does over time is it weakens our energy field, which only then attracts more of itself to itself. So more of the same. And that's really challenging to get stuck in that loop, which means we have to work harder for our manifestations then to appear, if they appear at all. Because of course, if we're in problem solving paradigm, we'll just keep kind of like fighting our problems rather than actually being free from them. So these kind of defense strategies, they just gradually chip away at our confidence, at our faith, at our inner power, and just feed feelings of inadequacy or insecurity. And very annoyingly keeping us in a loop of the problem solving in our current paradigm and never truly stepping into our true creative power. So I think we all want practical strategies so we can kind of stop doing that, basically, because we all want to step into this true manifesting where we're doing it because we just love it and we just want to become the creative force. And if something doesn't manifest, we're okay with that because we know something better will come. So true manifesting is very different to reacting to undesirable life events. True manifesting is creating a beautiful vision of your life. And this is driven by playfulness and curiosity and fun and excitement and the pure joy of the creative process. So my advice, step number one will be, and this is very important for so many people, is to stop dwelling on what hasn't happened, stop dwelling on what could go wrong, stop focusing on the past, stop ruminating on all these old events, go through a process of being willing to, or if you can, step straight into accepting where you are in your life right now. One of the most important manifesting abilities is to be able to be objective about everything that currently is. No more ruminating, no more looking back. It's accepting what this is where I am. And this will help you to develop the capacity to be completely honest with yourself. Instead of making up stories and pretending everything's okay or ruminating on the past, you're just developing an honest conversation with yourself. The good, the bad, the something in between, you want to know what it is and you want to know precisely what is going on. Learning to tell yourself the truth about how reality is without creating any distortions will be one of the best gifts that you can give yourself. So instead of wasting valuable energy analyzing how things got to be the way they are, that is such a waste of valuable energy. You can objectively observe what is going on so that you can be fully equipped and fully aware of what your starting point is right now. This is your stepping stone to creating something better. And the truth of your current situation, it's not a dangerous place to be. Many of us avoid it because we fear that we can't handle it or whatever it might be. But actually, when you face it, it's never as bad as what you think it's going to be. And at least it means it gives you a starting point to build upon. And it means that you'll be free to create the life that you want, the life of your dreams. And when you recognize the facts of your current reality, you can move towards creating what really matters to you. And that actually creates an acceleration because we're not kind of like pretending or living in any weird delusions or illusions. So you could affirm, I am willing to embrace my present reality. And by doing so, accept where I am and unleash my creative power so I can build an extraordinary life. And then number two, know what it is that you do want. If you know about the law of attraction, you'll know that this is a foundational teaching. But many of us, no matter how long we've been doing this, especially when we're just about to up level, we get fearful. We focus on what could go wrong. We focus on what we don't want. But in the true manifesting process, you don't have to make choices on what you don't want. You make choices about what you do want, what excites you, what makes you feel alive. So for example, instead of not focusing on the car that's breaking down, you probably want to focus on a car that is consistently running well. If you don't want to experience ill health, you probably want to experience health and energy and vibrancy. So focusing on what you do want rather than what you don't want is your ticket out of the problem-solving paradigm. It is your ticket out of that rocking chair. So practice asking yourself what you want in the areas of your life that you are finding most challenging for yourself right now. And stepping into this true creative force in your life, it's important. It's so important to stop and be conscious in this and formally choose what it is that you want to experience intentionally and consciously. What am I choosing for my reality? What am I focusing on, what I want to create in my world? So you might want to do that now and think of a situation that you would like to become the true creative force in your life and step out of that rocking chair and have this feeling of freedom and creativity. What do you want? What results do you want to experience? Who are you becoming? What is the outcome of the situation that maybe has chewed you up in knots and kept you awake at night? What would you prefer the outcome to be? Because now you have the opportunity to formally declare and formally choose by saying whatever it is out loud. I choose to have, and then whatever that might be. I choose to have great health. I choose to attract wonderful new opportunities. I choose to feel good. I choose to have faith in myself and in the universe. I choose to believe that I can do this and that I can handle it. And then create a vision in your mind of the outcome exactly as you want it to be. Because you remember, your subconscious mind does not know the difference between thoughts that are real and thoughts that are imagined. Everything that you think, your subconscious mind thinks, is part of your experience. And then it's going to start calibrating to help you move more towards that imaginary thing that you are creating in your mind. So you really got to intercept that and make sure that you are using the power of your mind in the best way possible and focusing on what you do want rather than what you don't want. And then you can take action, whatever that action might be. You can take action and you can move on, because it is so important to remember that we're not doing this on our own. We have an amazing universe, God, great spirit, whatever it is that you associate with your highest power. We are co-creators with that force. We're not doing it on our own. But it does mean that we have to be an active participant and play our part in the creation of our dreams. Because all we have to ever do is just take one small step, even if it's just 1% of something that can begin pivoting us in the direction of the outcome that we want. So say, for example, if it's better health that we want, but we know we're eating way too much chocolate. I personally love chocolate. Then we can maybe say, you know, I'm just going to like pivot 1%. And instead of having, I don't know, 20 squares, I'm going to have 19. Just making one small change can effectuate such amazing change in your life. So the invitation is to think of one action that you can take that is going to help you walk towards the outcome that you desire. Because when we focus on what we want, when we focus on what feels good in our life, when we focus on what is working out for us, we naturally start to see and attract more of the same. So it's a good question to ask yourself a couple of times a day. What is feeling good for me in my world right now? Sometimes it's hard to do if it feels like everything's difficult and going wrong, but we can all find something that is good in our life and to focus on that. We always have much more to be grateful for than to be sorry for. So what is working for you right now? What is feeling good for you right now? And then let yourself feel into that. Even if it's just for 10, 20 seconds, just let yourself feel the feeling of that one thing that feels good for you right now. Let yourself fully experience it. You can almost imagine that you're kind of bathing in this beautiful feeling and you're submerging into the feeling, allowing it just to fully wash over you and for you just to be utterly consumed by it. And it only has to be for a short period of time. Because remember, what we focus on expands. When we focus on the good, we experience more good. So you can just imagine that the version of you that has already created everything that you want to create already exists. And why not spend time in visualizations where you can tap into that future version of you and bring into your current reality the feelings and experiences that future version of you that is already experiencing all the good, bring that into the here and now, because you can accelerate the process by doing future self-visualizations. I do actually have a really good one, an Insight Timer. I'll put the link for Insight Timer so you can connect to that one. And even if you just do it once or twice, you're going to absolutely notice a difference in how you feel, because it's very important to shift your focus to the timeline that holds your deepest desires. It's so important to formally choose the step on your desired timeline. Formally choose what it is that you are activating and what it is that you are illuminating and where you are directing your energy and your attention towards. You'll start to notice, perhaps even just listening to this, you might even start feeling a bit more inspired. It's like, actually, you know what? This is what I've been missing. I needed just like this little energy boost to just remind me of the power that I have inside of me, and that I don't, you know, have to feel like life is happening to me, but I can actually allow it to happen through me by becoming that active participant in my reality. So remember, like, with each thought you have and each emotion and action. You do have the ability to influence those. And watch what happens. You'll notice that your whole reality begins to shift. And remember that as you think throughout the day and as you feel through the day, you have the ability in the tiny micro moments to pivot out of that problem-solving paradigm and into this beautiful, true creative force. Visualizing the version of you as if you have already created that and just noticing, even if it's just for a small amount of time, how that feels. It's going to completely shift the lens in which you view your world through and change how you feel, and not to mention bring you wonderful opportunities as a result. There's my quick inspiring episode for today. I hope you enjoyed it. Enjoy going over to Insight Timer for the timeline meditation, Activate Your Future Self Timeline Meditation. It's something like that. I can't remember offhand what it's called, but I'll put the link in the show notes. And if there's anybody else that you know that could just do with this boost and do with being reminded of who they are and the power that they have, then feel free to send this over to them. It's been lovely to be with you. Take care. I'll be back with you same time next week. Bye for now. Thank you for tuning in to the Solara Star Podcast. If you enjoyed this episode, make sure that you hit subscribe so that you never miss out. And you can stay connected with me on Instagram at Solara Star. And for even more inspiration and explore my courses and coaching at solarastar.com. You deserve to live a deeply connected and fulfilling life. And it's only you that can make it happen.